Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode. Yes, athletes should condition 2.5 hours a day until they're in shape enough to go full out without being tired. Picture the ones that are out of shape holding your team back. Too fat to tumble, too weak to hold a stunt. Don't get me started. So I gave myself some time to process my thoughts before doing this episode because, to be honest with you guys, I probably would have had to delete this after posting it because of how angry I was. And full disclosure, I'm still pretty heated about it. Even just recording this episode and trying to find words to get thoughts across, I started sentences that just the first few words of just lit me on fire, and I had to stop. I was at a loss for words. When I tell you I was speechless out of anger and out of frustration, it could not be more straightforward than that. As most of you know, or should know, I do not believe that every athlete should condition for 2.5 hours. And I truly hope that you're still with me after the intro, but I wanted you to get the same visceral response that I did when I read those words yesterday. On one of the pages that I frequent online, one of the social media pages where I share content, share material, connect with coaches and athletes and parents, I had shared a workout of the week, which is something typical that we, you know, I share with you guys weekly. And a comment was made on that post that at first didn't quite make sense. And by the end of the comment thread, was one of the most angering things I have ever read in my life. The comment that was made by a parent, and this is the other part that's absolutely disgusting to me and is just despicable, is that this is actually a cheer parent. And on top of that, it is a cheer dad. And so the comment that this guy makes is athletes should condition 1 hour for every minute that their routine is. And when I read that, I thought, surely he's confused. He mistyped. He meant, you know, maybe 1 hour per minute of the routine per week. But surely he doesn't mean 2.5 hours of conditioning every single day. So I respond back and ask for clarification. Did you mean 2.5 hours of conditioning? And his response was, yes, 2.5 hours per day until they're in shape enough to go full out without being tired. Picture the ones in the back holding back, or picture the one, I'm sorry, get fired up again, I'm sorry. Picture the ones out of shape holding your team back, too fat to tumble, too weak to hold a stunt, et cetera, et cetera. Don't get me started. And I just sat there reading this comment over and over again, and just imagined this parent addressing athletes, his own kids, even. And my response to him was, and I'll read it to you guys, is there are so many things abhorrently wrong with this comment. I can't even tell if you're serious or if you're trolling this post. But assuming that it's serious, 2.5 hours a day of conditioning is drastically ineffective, and calling kids fat and weak is despicable. And I was going to let it go at that point and just accept that this may be a one-off situation, because to be honest, it's the first time I've ever had someone comment on a post that I've made with such hate and honestly such ignorance. And so I wanted to share this experience with you guys, and I wanted to create a discussion, create a dialogue about this incident. And there's some things that I want to cover that are just purely science. And then I also want to talk about some things that we have to remember with our kids. First and foremost, any idiot that thinks 2.5 hours of conditioning every single day is going to be an effective way to condition an athlete has no idea about even basic exercise or basic anatomy and physiology. So that recommendation of 2.5 hours a day, to put it as simply as I can, is just plain stupid. And it shows the level of education for this parent to say these words. 2.5 hours of conditioning a day is not going to do anything to benefit your athlete unless they are an athlete that competes within that time domain. If you're a marathon runner and you're a triathlon, an Ironman triathlete, sure, 2.5 hour practices and routines and conditioning are a bit more realistic. But even with that population, if you talk to their coaches or even the athletes, none of them condition for 2.5 hours a day every single day. It's stupid. That's just not how the body works. That's not how we get better. And after I left this comment that I just read to you guys, his response to me was, you know, something to the effect of, well, there's no defense in our sport, and the more conditioned team is going to be the better team, and yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, the only thing I can think is that this guy has no clue. He is so detached. He has no idea how to even formulate a thought that is coherent and makes any sense to cheer. Of course, we don't have a defense. But you cannot base your thought process on what you think is the best conditioning for another sport and then throw that at cheer and go, well, that's what you should do because that's what everybody else does. That's the problem. Is we're not everybody else. Our sport is not everybody else. Our sport is the only sport that does what we do in the time frame that we do it, with the intensity that we do it, and the way that we do it. Period. So no, you cannot condition our athletes this with the same mentality that you would any other sport. And on top of that, you cannot mentally berate children and call them fat and weak because of whatever insecurity or ignorance that you have as a parent. This guy clearly has no idea, number one, how to work with kids. Number two, anything about strength and conditioning. So this is one of those times when you need to pump your brakes and stay in your lane. There are coaches for a reason. There are program owners for a reason. There are specialists in strength and conditioning, A, and strength and conditioning for kids, B, and injury prevention and resolution. And if you are not someone that has at least one of those in your back pocket or in your wheelhouse, stay in your lane. Because the fastest way to fire somebody up like myself, who spends their life trying to create a better sport for our kids, the second you cross somebody like myself and the coaches and the parents, and you call a kid fat and weak, and your only recommendation is 2.5 hours of conditioning a day, you shouldn't even be at the table. You should walk away. because you clearly have no place here. To our athletes that are listening to this, I want you to know this is one of the reasons why so many in our sport face mental blocks, body image issues, and burnout. We understand as your coaches, as your teammates, as your parents from other athletes that are watching that actually have two brain cells to put together a coherent thought about you and your sport, we understand. Because we know that there is toxic people in our sport like this parent that plant these seeds of hatred with nothing to grow anything beneficial out of it. We want you to know that we understand what you're going through and we support you. And parents and coaches that are listening, understand that this is what's happening behind the scenes for some of our athletes. Yes, we all know the crazy cheer mom, the crazy cheer dad. We all understand that. But it's easy to forget that outside of the gym is a situation that may be more complex than you could ever imagine, right? We don't know how all of our athletes' lives are outside of the gym. We don't know what things their parents are saying to them or, their teachers or things like that. Now, we assume that they're in a safe and nurturing environment. But as this parent clearly showed me and reminded me, not everybody has rainbows and sunshine. And the way that we parent and coach our kids is not the way that everyone else does it. And it reminded me of the word sonder is my favorite word. If you've never heard this word. And sonder, the definition is the realization that each random passerby, or in our case, each person in our gym, is living a life as vivid and complex as our own, populated with their own ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and inherited craziness, an epic story that continues invisibly around you like an anthill sprawling deep underground with elaborate passageways to thousands of other lives that you'll never know existed, in which you may appear only once as an extra sipping coffee in the background, as a blur of traffic passing on the highway, or a lighted window at dusk. And as beautiful as that passage is, it also reminds us that as great as the people around us, we want to believe that they are as great as we think because they are in our view, they're in our view, they're in our community, is that their lives are as complex as ours are. And that isn't always good. The complexity isn't necessarily a great thing. It could be a negative situation, right? Or they could be, so far detached and different from the way that they live their lives than we are. But we assume because of the lens we look through that their lives are just like ours. So we can't forget that every kid we work with may be coming from a different situation at home, a different situation at school, a different situation, with their friend group, that we cannot risk tearing down one of these athletes because of the way that we've been conditioned as coaches and parents. And so my final thoughts, my parting thoughts on this, because I honestly could sit here for hours just emptying my soul on this episode about how much this parent just rubbed me so wrong, but I don't want to feed into the negativity that he put out. I just want to leave you guys with understand that there are proper ways to do everything. There's a right way to do everything, right? Just like there's a wrong way to do everything. Now, the right ways aren't always the same. But in this instance, instead of saying, what is the right way to do this? What is the 100% right way to do this? We should focus on what is the wrong way to do this? What is the wrong way to address our kids? What is the wrong way to build motivation in them and to instill in them a desire to better themselves as athletes? And the wrong way is to call them fat and weak and then tell them the only way they're going to get better is with unnecessary and aggressive and, to be straightforward, stupid and ineffective conditioning. If you've got nothing else to offer besides ridicule, criticism, and nothing on the back end to help fix it, you are the problem. And until you have an answer or have a better way of addressing athletes and kids, stay in your lane, pump your brakes, and take a seat away from the table, because you're clearly not welcome.